It reads, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, and he is who has made us, and not we ourselves, for we are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation. And amen, amen. You can be seated. I want to talk about something that's played a huge role in the life of the church, and that's the music. I believe every one of us here has some type of appreciation and understanding of music. And we may not agree on music styles or even how loud we play it, because times have changed, but we all have appreciation, I believe, in how that affects our worship. Every society and every culture has some type of music, whether it be come from Europe or Africa or the Eskimos. Everyone has some type of music they incorporate into whatever worship that they do. It's a great unifier across generations. Not everybody knows those songs that we sang today, but to the older generation, that was their traditional music. That was the music of the church. And the problem is, as our culture changes, so does our music. And the way that we reach outside of these walls to the people, we can't stand on the contemporary, the traditional. Sometimes we have to change. But sometimes our style of worship becomes so ingrained and so set in our ways that our preferences are dictating the way we serve the Lord. And we have to get over that. We have to get above that and reach out to the culture that's around us today. I want to read two letters that were written to churches complaining about their song selection and the music in worship. The first one says, I am no music scholar, but I feel I know appropriate church music when I hear it. Last Sunday's new hymn, if you can call it that, sounded like a sentimental love ballad one would expect to hear crooned in a saloon. If you insist on exposing us to rubbish like this in God's house, don't be surprised if many of the faithful look for a new place to worship. The hymns we grew up with are all that we need. Now, this letter was written in 1863, and the song was Just As I Am. And here's another one. This letter says, what is wrong with the inspiring hymns with which we grew up? When I go to church, it is to worship God, not to be distracted with learning a new hymn. Last Sunday's was particularly unnerving. The tune was unsingable, and the new harmonies were quite distorting. Now, that one was written in 1890, and the hymn that was written about is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It was just the times, Rodney. In the 19th century, there was only one type of music. But now we've changed. Our tastes have changed. See, music unites and music divides. When you study history, you realize how music has evolved, how things have changed, and culture influences our music. So it should influence on how we do church. If we're going to reach out to the lost, we have to change how we do it. At one time, playing an organ in a church was taboo because everybody knows that the organ was tied to the movies and to the shows that were going on in the saloons. And look at us today. Things have changed with the advent of new instruments. Thanks to a man named Les Paul, we electrified our guitars, and that changed our music. We went from organs to keyboards. We changed the beat. We changed the tempo. We changed the way we reach out and understand our connection to God. So why do we have music and singing in church anyway? Isn't it good just to come in and praise God and hear a message and go home? Not very well, Rodney. When we sing, we connect. First, music helps us proclaim who God is. Throughout Scripture, especially the book of Psalms, we see people reaching out to God. Psalms are songs sung to God in the written word. It's kind of like the Jewish people's songbook. in the temple. Well, today we have the music in our hymnals. We have the new music, the contemporary music that we bring in. And it's to celebrate God's faithfulness and who He is and how He reaches down to us and the promises that He's made to us. You know, I think back to the time not that long ago when we stopped playing the piano and singing the hymns out of our books because we no longer had a piano player. How our music evolved when we had our worship group up here on the stage and how that music changed. And I think back to when the youth came to us and said, we want to hear some of our music. We want to incorporate that into worship. And we did. And it caused some division because some of us weren't ready for that new style of music, for those new words, those new groups. Showing music up here on this screen isn't my best choice, my favorite. I'd rather have a worship band, but you know what? It lifts me up, and I'm glad that we do it. We get a chance just to stand and raise our arms and praise God for who He is. And we ought to really take time to reflect on what we're singing. We should digest. When we were singing them hymns this morning, were you thinking about the words? Maybe some of us was just thinking, let's hurry up and get through these because this isn't my favorite type of music. But it's not about the music. It's about the words that you were singing. It's about the God that we serve and how we feel in our hearts when we sing those words. You see, music connects us to each other. I hear these songs and I think of certain people. In the garden, as soon as I heard that song, I knew who requested it. I always think of Darlene when I hear that song being sung, or I hear it on the radio. They're songs that I connect with. I remember the song that was playing when I accepted God, and that's Just As I Am. Because all of a sudden, at that moment in time, I understood more than what the words were saying. But my connection to God, and I understood that He would take me. As dirty as I was, I could come to Him and be accepted. So you might say, that old hymn changed my life. I heard the words many times. But I had to have that connection that came from standing and singing with my brothers and sisters in church. It has the power to take us back in time, to places, to things that we cherish the most, the details, maybe a certain song that was played when you met your future husband or wife, or the connection like I had through Just As I Am. What about a song from your years in college or school? So these songs that we sing here today, and the modern, the new songs that we learn, we need to establish that connection with each other and with God. We can share those memories to those outside of the church and what it means. And music moves us. Our scripture this morning said, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. It engages us emotionally. Think about the movies that you watch. Movies have soundtracks. And they move you along. They guide your thoughts as you're watching those movies. Think about a nice scene of the ocean, maybe on a bay, and think how peaceful that is. Now think about that if I add the soundtrack from Jaws. How much that changes for you. Kind of makes you want to take your feet up out of the water, doesn't it? Music moves us. It moves us along in our life. It helps guide what we're thinking. It guides what we're thinking about God as we sing those words. It guides our connection to God. I come to church every Sunday expecting to be changed, expecting to experience God on a higher and higher level. And I hope as we sing these songs that you expect to be changed. I truly believe that when we start to sing, we should change. We should not be the same person that when that song ends that we were when that song started, because we've established a connection to God. Music enables us to express ourselves and moves us past our thoughts and our feelings of this world and takes us to that point in time when we can enjoy that living water that God provides to us for Jesus Christ. You know, I have to have a little disclaimer here about expressing ourselves, because you really don't want to hear me sing. I can't carry a tune in a bucket with two handles. But we're supposed to make a joyful noise. So I do sing out, because it's not about what it sounds like to my ears. It's all about what it sounds like to God's ears. And even someone like me that can't carry a tune, I know God wants to hear me sing. He wants to hear me rejoice. And I truly believe that the music brings us right into the presence of God. My personal taste, my personal preference, is just before the message, we have a song that upbeat, loud, that takes us into to just rejoicing with our God as we sing those words to Him. Get us upbeat, get that tempo beat up, so when the message starts, we're ready to hear from God, ready to celebrate who He is. He isn't just some idea that we have, but we gather here on this day to celebrate through our music who He is. And think about the different kinds of music. Our Christian music gives us a promise of tomorrow, no matter where we're at today. Maybe you're having some hard times, some sad circumstances. Think about the African-American spirituals that were sung in the early 1900s. They were in a bad place in their lives, and their songs reflected sorrow. But if you listen to those spirituals, they also projected a better day, because God is on the throne and God has promised them better days. It's the same for us today. Look at the contemporary music that we listen to. I'll admit, I went back and went through some of our songs. There's a lot of promises in those songs about what we can expect and how we can rejoice in being in His presence and the promise of the future life that God has given us. I'm a long way from being perfect in the eyes of God, but through the music, I know that He's changing me. He's growing me. And there's something miraculous that happens when all of us are standing and singing. I know God's in this place, but it just feels like He comes down and He lifts me up. Just think for a moment that you're transported to that better place. You know, I know a few of us are going through some hard times right now, but I want you to pay attention to the music and the promises of that music. We get to picture a better tomorrow, because we have the promise. You see, I believe that God deserves our very best in worship every Sunday. Not just the Sundays that we're feeling good, but every Sunday we should give our best. The gift from God is allowing us to connect, to share with each other and to share with Him. It speaks to our hearts. I want you to consider the power of music. Think about your everyday life. What's your radio tuned to in your car? What's your playlist on your phone? What do you listen to at home? Now, I don't say you need to listen to Christian music all the time, but I believe you need to connect. And I believe that music affects our lives. Think about when you're doing your workouts. Don't most people put music on to spur them along, to help them keep enthusiastic about it? My wife's smiling because every morning at 5 o'clock, the music goes on. And I don't think we could do it without the music, because it's boring. But think about God. How much better would your study time be with God if you spent a few moments with Christian music to lift you up, to connect you to God? How much open you'd be to whatever you're studying, for your Bible lesson for that day. Connect with God before you start praying for the people that's been laid on your heart. Music has a place It can relax us. It can change our mood. It can put us at that place when we're ready to worship. You see, I believe that worship is an everyday thing. It's just not in this room on Sunday mornings or Wednesday nights. It's every day. And we have music to connect us. Psalm 150, it says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You'll be amazed at the difference that music makes in your home and in your workplace. This psalm tells me that I can be noisy. I can praise God as loud as I want to praise him. And I think we all should. It doesn't matter what your preference is in music. It doesn't matter how loud you like to listen to your music. It's just that you praise God. It creates an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit is welcome, where you welcome God in. Let's all stand together. We're going to do something we haven't done in a long time again. Lois is going to play Just As I Am. We have a moment of invitation here. The altar's open. You can sing along if you want, or you can stand there. But I urge you to connect with God in whatever your way. There are many among us that need prayer. Maybe you'll connect with this song, Just As I Am. Maybe you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I would love to talk with you. I'd love to pray with you.